This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the college football playoff in completion here, let me just say thank you to Eli Drinkwitz joining us, Doug Armstrong joining us, two big decision makers, and I got another one on the line hanging on right now, and that's John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. They are just about to reveal the final team of this bracket, so I'll do that bracket reveal after we talk to Mo, who we appreciate his time so much. He is in Dallas this week for the baseball winter meetings. His final one is Cardinals president of baseball operations, and good morning, Mo.
Good morning, Tom.
It's great to be on with you as always, and thank you for doing this. I look forward to seeing what happens down there. I mean, just as a whole with Major League Baseball and how the Cardinals fit into everything, you know. One thing before we talk about, you know, little bits and pieces of what you're trying to build, I notice the Cardinals just overall a feel that you all are saying we could be pretty competitive this year. I mean, you know, the NL Central, the Cardinals organization is trying to win, making sure that while expectations are being managed, that you're not putting out a message that this is a rebuild or a complete teardown of any sort.
No, it is a, you know, it is a different offseason for us, no doubt. But really the theme this year is going to be to try to create a lot of opportunity for our younger players, try to figure out exactly what we have. And I do feel like our team is going to be better than a lot of people think we will be, but you know, a lot of that is hedging on some you know, steps forward from some of our players. Obviously, we think about somebody like a Nolan Gorman. You know, can he be that middle of the order bat? He's going to have to make some adjustments, but if he can, could have a special hitter there. Obviously, someone like Jordan Walker has to make some adjustments at the plate. I know he's working on it as we're speaking, so that's encouraging. But really, it's going to be like, can guys step up? Because, you know, overall, we like our starting pitching. We like our bullpen. Obviously, these are not finished products as we sit here on December 8th because there's still some work to be done. But, you know, overall, we got to approach these meetings being opportunistic and see really if there's other ways that we can try to help our club in the short term, but also look at this organization to set it up for long-term success, and that's what we'll do.
You know, when I look at the club in the short term, and you just answered some of that because you're pinning your hopes on Walker, Gorman, and others to deliver in this manner, but I do wonder where the power comes from. And there's two of them right there, Gorman especially, can hit for a lot of power. But do you also look at it that way? Where will the power come from? Particularly, I look at that outfield combination. If I'm projecting, you know, Knute Bar, Siani, Walker, or Knute Bar, Scott Walker, whatever the combination, where is that power going to come from with this club?
Yeah, you're hoping that somebody like a Walker steps up and does that. And I do think it's been a little bit of an afterthought with Contreras in the sense that he you know, he is a guy that can post about a 900 OPS, and if he does that, that's a pretty good middle-of-the-order batter.
Yes, it is. I actually think that's a bigger deal than people are making it out to be. Not that he's playing first base and that he could be healthy and hit in the middle of the order for you, but the fact that he wanted to come back, that he wanted to be part of this. How did that go down? I think I've talked to you about this before, but if we can just, for our listeners, do you feel like that was a positive for you, that he wants to be part of this?
You know, obviously, when we entered the off season and we came out with our strategy, obviously I had some apprehension on what individuals were going to think and what they were going to want to do. And I think the feeling around our team is that they like our young core. They want to be a part of this. And I think in Wilson's case, you know, obviously playing more first base is something that he's just looking at a way to make sure he can extend his career, but also maybe be more impactful when he is at the plate. I think sometimes when you're catching, you're trying to really serve two masters. And when you're not catching, you can really just focus on the offense. So I think he's looking forward to seeing what he can do in that regard.
Is your phone lighting up? Are you getting still a lot of calls about players in particular? I want to be careful because, I mean, you obviously are in the middle of trying to build this thing, so I'm not going to put you in a bad position. But, you know, there are a lot of players that are being mentioned out there as part of trades, but, you know, it takes two to tango, does it not? I mean, you've got to be able to find something that is worth your while.
Yeah, I would definitely say over the last week and a half, it's the volume of calls has definitely gone up. So from that standpoint, just trying to remain open-minded and, understand really what these markets look like. And, you know, ultimately, my team will try to assess what we think is best for today and also the future and see if we can't make some decisions. But I do think there'll be some activity this week. It just feels like things are starting to loosen up overall in the baseball market. So I do think if you're one of those people that like to follow action, there should be some this week.
Well, we will certainly keep an eye on that. We're going to have a trio of people down at the winter meetings in Dallas in Mike Claiborne and Ricky Horton and Matt Pauly, all from our radio team. John Mozeliak is with us, president of baseball operations, and Heim Bloom will be taking over that title next year. He's been a busy man, as has Rob Serfolio and you and everybody else. You have a whole new group here coming. If you wouldn't mind commenting on some of these members, looking over your personnel, for maybe a better term for those familiar would be farm director, but he'll be the director of player development, is Larry Day. Tell me about Larry coming from the Guardians organization.
Yeah, so he was their field coordinator. I think he is someone that's going to fit in really well. He gets along with pretty much anybody. Obviously, it's going to take a different look, right? We've been a part of Gary LaRock for so long, but things are changing, and I think Larry is your classic baseball guy. He's been around the game, knows it. But yeah, we're going to add a lot of depth to our player development over the course of the next probably next month, but hopefully get some of this stuff wrapped up before the holidays if possible.
You certainly have a lot of things you want to do there, and the Cardinals have made it very clear that they're putting all of their resources, a lot of resources, back into that area of the organization. And the Carl Cochan addition, I feel like, is a big one. You've told me you want to be a more athletic team, at this top level and all the way down. If the performance coordinator with the Los Angeles Dodgers from their minor league system is coming in, that seems like a very significant step. They seem to do that very well.
You know, he has a really impressive background. There's not many people that have 5 World Series rings, so that should speak for itself. He won 3 with the Giants as their head strength coach, and then when he migrated over to the Dodgers, he obviously has 2 with them. But you know, he has a really interesting background, impressive resume, and, you know, does have some local connections, played at Southern Illinois, and, really excited to be a part of the Cardinals. So I think he's a great addition, and I look forward to watching him work and working with him.
And Matt Pierpont is now going to be the director of pitching. Tell us how that title and what that job entails for Matt.
basically his role will be to oversee all pitching throughout our minor league system. And, you know, the old version of that might have been a pitching coordinator, but to get these types of people, you have to up the title a little bit. But his responsibility will be broad. We still will bring in a pitching coordinator, but overall his emphasis will be on, you know, really trying to optimize or maximize what we're getting out of our pitchers from A to Z.
It does feel like there's even more cohesion than ever, that there will be a lot of communication more than ever. That's something that is just a complete change here, it seems like, than ever between your top level and all the way through the minor leagues, that this is going to be a seamless, that's kind of the goal here.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd agree with that statement. I think, you know, from bottom, top, bottom, we've always had pretty good communication and pretty open lines of communication. And so, you know, I don't think that's going to drastically change that much in terms of, you know, making sure that everybody's on the same page, making sure that collaboration is happening in a 360 model, I think is going to be a little different than where we've been. But, you know, we also have newer people and some people that are younger, whereas in the past we had some people that, you know, had 30, 40, 50 years of experience. So it was a little different. But, you know, overall, I feel like from a communication standpoint, I hope we're as good as where we were.
Yeah.
And that would be great.
Maybe I just didn't word that right. Collaboration is probably a better word. Just a more seamless move here between everybody. Completely understand that. Winter meetings, Dallas. John Mozeliak is going to be there. Always gracious enough to join us on KMOX. Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tommy. Bye-bye.
Good to visit with the Cardinals president of baseball operations. So the college football, before we go to, I'll tell you what, let's take a break and we'll reveal it with Bernie Miklas and get his comments on it. And then we'll talk about some more things on the way. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX continues right after this.